Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my last story in my series, Joseph, Rachel's Boy, where we'll find out the meaning of the baker's dream. He's hoping for a foretelling of freedom and restoration. After seeing Joseph's expression, I'm not so sure that's gonna be good news. The baker was excited to share his dream with Joseph. I had a dream, and the dream there were three baskets of white bread on my head, and then on top a basket of all sorts of baked goods for the king. And the birds came down and ate the treats out of the basket on my head. What does it all mean? I'm sorry, baker. The same as in the cupbearer, in 3 days the king will lift up your head. The three baskets are representative of the 3 days. On the top basket, the birds came down and eat the baked goods. This means Pharaoh will have you hung from a tree, and the birds will come and eat the flesh off your bones. This is my interpretation given to me by God. 3 days later, it was Pharaoh's birthday. He made a great festival with all his servants. And in celebration, he had the cupbearer restored to his former position and the baker hung from a tree, all as Joseph had predicted. Now, the cupbearer forgot all about Joseph and his time in prison. Joseph spent another 2 years in jail, working and caring for the prisoners there. It was not until Pharaoh had a dream that terrified him, and no one in his court could give him an interpretation. It was then the cupbearer remembered Joseph. I will end my story of Joseph by leaving him in jail to close out my series. Doesn't mean the story of Joseph is over, but starting in the next chapter of Genesis, chapter 41, Joseph's life will once again drastically change. You can read it for yourself, or you can just keep tabs on my series, the continuation of Joseph's life story. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.